You've got to congratulate folks, and you've got to console folks. And I just want to say to you, you're going to have to console the good people of Missouri after the Birds whoop the Chiefs in this Super Bowl.
He put out that video. There is stepped up security in and around New Orleans 5 weeks since the deadly New Year's night truck attack, coupled with the arrival of President Trump. CBS's Omar Villafranca says a Kansas City win opens up another legal discussion.
If the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday and take home their third Super Bowl title in a row, one of the biggest winners won't be on the field. Pat Riley is an NBA coaching legend who just happens to own the trademark for the term three-peat. Riley legally locked down the term three-peat in 1988 when he was head coach of the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers.
Advertisers are shelling out close to $8 million on average for a 30-second spot during this year's Super Bowl. That's a million more than last year. Snowblowers are set to be tearing through some fresh powder as the snow and ice storm from Minnesota starts getting streets in New Jersey. CBS's Alicia Reed has that.
Vehicles with their blinkers on cautiously maneuvering slick roadways.
Definitely take it easier on turns, especially when you're getting off the highway. You're definitely probably going to spin your rear end.
Once the snow started, it was a steady downpour.
I love the snow. It's the ice that is, like, so scary.
Ramsey OEM filled salt trucks and had plows on deck for an expected 6 to 8 inches in their town.
Portions of New England could be in line for 4 to 10 inches of snow. The spread of bird flu is ruffling feathers at the grocery store. Egg prices are on a steady rise. It's forcing stores to put limits on purchases. Texas-sized portions of food intended to be shipped to international destinations are sitting in Houston warehouses. It's all left in limbo as the White House maintains its pause on USAID. KHOU-TV's Victor Jacobo on the parking at the ports.
235,000 tons of wheat is ready for shipment in Houston, but without USAID staff to coordinate travel, the wheat is stranded in warehouses. On top of that, about 30,000 metric tons of food commodities are sitting on the floor of USAID warehouses in Houston, unable to load onto ships. And that's a similar situation in ports across the U.S.
At the movies, Anora wins top honors at the Producers and Directors Guild, making it a likely frontrunner for next month's Oscars. The Academy Awards will be handed out March 2nd. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
Okay. Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A second spike in flu cases nationwide.
Influenza cases are reported at high or very high levels in 41 states. ER visits for the flu last week were 30% higher than the week before.
So these numbers, while staggering, we have over 20 million cases, 250,000 hospitalizations, and unfortunately over 11,000 deaths, including 47 pediatric deaths. These cases are staggering, but they're not unlike numbers we saw pre-pandemic.
Dr. Rabia De La Torre of NYU Langone.
Society as a whole is less immune. We have slightly lower vaccination rates, and so our defenses are slightly down.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Super Bowl odds as defending champs. Sportsbooks currently have the Chiefs as 1.5-point favorites. The game is expected to be high scoring with an over-under of 48.5, according to sportsbooks. The two teams combined for a 73-point shootout in their first Super Bowl meeting. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A gradual clearing for tonight. Low upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the upper 20s. And even more sun on Monday, high in the low 30s. Then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night into Tuesday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Come on. Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Love. prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
watch the rage on. History has turned a page on. The minute skirts the current thing. Beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
WRJN.
Here she comes down every morning, Well, shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, hold it.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There is a supersized excitement ahead of Super Bowl 59, pairing the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans. Back in New Jersey, one household finds a husband and wife on opposite teams. CBS Philadelphia's Madeline Wright has their story.
When the Eagles and Chiefs met in Super Bowl 57, the Nardinis were watching with friends in the same room. That didn't go so well.
I mean, when we lost to them in the Super Bowl, it was brutal. I mean, she's sitting there cheering. I mean, I definitely could never do it again.
This time around, the couple is going to separate watch parties. Vincent is optimistic for an Eagles victory.
There's a very different thing that's happening with us this year, and his name is Saquon Barkley. I think we got it this year.